Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has released macOS Catalina 10.15.2 to the public this week. In addition to numerous bug fixes and performance improvements, the update also includes several notable new features. Most notably, the new version of macOS Catalina adds a new iTunes Remote functionality. With this feature, you can now remotely control the music and TV apps on a Mac using your iPhone or iPad. Speaking of the music app, the update also brings back the column browser view to the music app. This was lost from the initial transition from iTunes to the new music app, so it's certainly nice to see Apple listening to feedback and adding that option back. For the Apple News app on macOS Catalina, there's a new layout design for stories from the Wall Street Journal and other leading newspapers. The Stocks application has also been tweaked with new labels, a related stories feature, and support for additional languages. macOS Catalina 10.15.2 also includes bug fixes for the Photos app and the Mail app, as well as much more. The update is available now via System Preferences, and you can find the full release notes at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple is preparing to release a new version of its PowerBeats headphones. 9to5 Mac has discovered evidence within iOS 13.3 that indicates Apple is developing the PowerBeats 4 earbuds. Strings found within iOS 13.3 explain that you'll be able to talk to Siri using the PowerBeats 4 by simply using the Siri trigger phrase. This also means that they'll likely use Apple's proprietary H1 chip for connectivity. The H1 chip offers numerous benefits over traditional Bluetooth for seamless connectivity with different devices, improved battery life, and more. So where do the new PowerBeats 4 fit in Apple's Beats lineup? Well, Apple still sells the truly wireless PowerBeats Pro, which also offers Siri support. And then there's the PowerBeats 3. These are wired, lower-end alternatives to the PowerBeats Pro, and they remain popular among consumers thanks to the often discounted price at retailers like Amazon. Apple sells the PowerBeats Pro for $250, while the PowerBeats 3 are sold for $200. But retailers like Amazon often have PowerBeats 3 discounted all the way down to $99. The PowerBeats 4 will likely be a lower-end option compared to PowerBeats Pro and come as a follow-up to the PowerBeats 3. There's no word yet on when Apple plans to release the new PowerBeats 4, but the inclusion of the new evidence in iOS 13.3 implies a release sooner rather than later. We are sponsored this week by NanoLeaf, who is ushering in a new era of beautifully personalized lighting experiences. NanoLeaf has been a key innovator in smart lighting since 2016, as early adopters of Apple's HomeKit with the release of its visually intriguing smart LED light panels. NanoLeaf's collection of modular lighting solutions offers users the ability to pair lighting with music, play interactive games, and also set scenes or trigger other HomeKit devices on the network. Every product created by NanoLeaf embodies the company's philosophy of smarter by design. Visit nanoleaf.me/9to5mac or the link in the show notes below for more info on exclusive deals for NanoLeaf's design kits, twin packs, and starter kits. And from December 26th through January 2nd, 9to5mac daily listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer on NanoLeaf's flagship products, NanoLeaf Rhythm and NanoLeaf Canvas. My thanks to NanoLeaf for their support of 9to5mac Daily. Following the release of the new Pro Display XDR, Apple has offered new details on which Mac models other than the Mac Pro are compatible with the new display. So, if you want to use the Pro Display XDR without splurging on the pricey Mac Pro, there are a few options. Apple says that the Pro Display XDR is compatible with the 15-inch MacBook Pro from 2018, as well as the new 16-inch MacBook Pro from this year. You can also use it with the 21 and 27-inch iMacs from 2019, but no other iMac models are compatible. Also notably absent from this list are any 13-inch MacBook Pros, as well as the iMac Pro. The iMac Pro hasn't been updated since its initial introduction in 2017, so it's starting to show its age. There's currently no word on when Apple might update the iMac Pro, but if a new model is coming, that model will likely add support for the Pro Display XDR. With all of that having been said, there is a workaround that adds Pro Display XDR support to some of the less powerful Macs. Apple says that any Mac model with Thunderbolt 3 ports paired with a Blackmagic eGPU or a Blackmagic eGPU Pro can also use the Pro Display XDR. This means that if you have a Thunderbolt 3 port on your Mac and you're willing to spring for a standalone external GPU, you too can use the Pro Display XDR. We have more details on 9to5Mac.com on how many displays each of these Mac models can support and more. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include a look from Zach Hall on whether or not the Apple Watch Series 5 can make it through a half marathon with the always-on display enabled. We've also got a look at some of the early Mac Pro accessories, including webcams, some external storage solutions, and more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.